Hello, doctor.
I want to get line drive.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. That's it.
But it's your own shoe.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
but the main thing for me, I know, is honesty. Like,
yes.
Like, I lie.
Yeah.
But I'm honest about it.
No, you're not.
What?
No, negative. I said, God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackable.
Yes.
I know.
And I run it.
Yo.
Yo, what's happening?
What's popping? How we doing?
Fam. When did life get so real?
Nah, mate, it got real. I feel like it got real after you as soon as you started to apply for like UCAS and that. I feel like
that. Oh my god, man. Do you know how long ago that was?
Holy, I feel like when you had to figure out, oh, man. So these grades are going to something.
How many points? So what?
You need
240.
What's that
in D's?
How many D's do I need? I need two B's in the C. I bet. I bet.
What is UCAS points in C's, bro? Because that's what I got, nigga.
Just the other day, I was paying bills, innit? Yeah, and then, yeah. Like, my washing machine, my new washing machine and my new cooker got delivered. But
yeah,
I was so excited when they called me to say, yeah, we'll be there in 15. And I was like, I'm going home to a new cooker.
New washing
machine. And I'm excited as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I also remembered I ordered a new basketball jersey, innit? You know, for the balance.
I got home.
I saw the black one.
Yeah. I saw it in the emails. Yeah. I said, oh, that's nice. I said, that's nice. Because obviously I'm getting the emails like, oh, you ordered Nike. So I'm thinking, what? I didn't order that from Nike. Because I ordered something else, but it wasn't from Nike. It was these trainers, but I'm returning them. They're no good. Don't worry about them. I was trying to be exclusive. Oh, you know when you're thinking, oh, when I pull up on niggas on in these these joints? Oh, they're horrible. There's some Air Force ones, but like they look kind of like deconstructed, but like I just know that I don't want them. I realize, you know, I'm an adult, you know.
Is it the white and grey ones?
They're white and they got like a blue tongue. Like it's some weird structured shoes, bro. But I just know when I get them. Like, you know when you order something and then you walk past a shop that has it in the window, and you're just like, nah. That, if that's what's coming to my house, then I'm not involved.
Because
that's not what
it
looked like.
Take it back.
You know what I mean? So you got the balance, yeah?
Yeah, fam. The basketball jersey. I was so glad because like originally it was like £110. I was like, it's so sick, like black on black. I was thinking, oh, that's nice. Yeah. I need it. But it was 100 and something. So I said, don't worry about it. Check the other day on the site. Said discount. I said, that's nice.
That's nice. That's more like it.
Yeah. That's a reasonable price. I'll take it.
Yes, I'll take it. No impulse buying. No more. I'm an adult. I need to think about it.
almost bought Ben Jart today. They emailed me saying, here's 30%. I said, ooh, hello.
I thought you did.
No, it was in my basket. I didn't order it because I wanted the blue one, innit? I wanted the blue one, but they didn't have the short. So I was like, sign from God.
Yeah. They're cheeky, innit? They try to retarget. It says complete your shopping, Fred. It says you added items to your shopping cart and you haven't completed your purchase?
Trust,
you can complete it now while they are still available. They're cheeky.
I'm proud of them. They're doing good things, Benja. Targeting.
Shout out to Novelty as well. I did that the other day. I was half-hearted on a cap. I was going to buy it. I said, let me chill. I just closed the browser. Then I got an email like, oh, you haven't finished shopping, Temi. I was like, oh, really? Oh, word?
Imagine that shit happening in real life. You're in the fucking shop. and say, oh, yeah, well, you got them clothes in your hand. You haven't finished shopping enough. You come to the till. Come.
No, it's calm.
I'll buy it if I want to. Leave me alone. I'm putting it back now. Don't ask me.
Yeah, man is adulting. I like that.
But got home, yeah. See the washing machine and that. But I want to do the most, the greatest. First wash has to be, I'm washing whites. Man, have to start with the whites.
Yeah. And
I went to Tesco's to get Vanish, innit?
Yeah. Vanish. I know what you're talking about. The pink one.
Yeah.
Bruv, did you get the crystals?
Yeah.
You have to throw it in the top of the thing. In the drawer.
I put it in the thing, bruv.
You put it in the washing machine?
Yeah.
No, bruv. You're supposed to put it in the drawer, bruv.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
You're supposed to put
You're supposed liquid. To put it in the drawer.
You're supposed to put liquid in the drawer.
No, you're supposed to put the crystals and all that in the drawer. So what, you're going to just put powder on one dipping trouser and that's it?
It's not one trouser, bruv. There's clothes in there. What do you mean, bruv?
Yeah, but when you put the powder in, where's it going to go? It's going to go into one of the things, bruv.
Liquid is what you can put in there. I throw it in so it sprinkles. Cause
it's in salt bay in the washing machine. Brazil with the elbow all up in the washing machine. I'm dead.
Cause what I do? So you got the fabric softener, and is it the fabric softener that gives it the smell?
Yeah, the fabric softener give it the smell.
Then you got the tablet soap in it that you dash in the what do they call the whole, what's that thing? What's the name for that?
What?
The basin, is that what you call it or something like? What's it called?
The basin?
What's bruv, the, where you put
that's,
where you put
that's like where you wash your hands, bruv. Don't worry, we'll give you the helmet on Sunday.
where you put the clothes in, what's that called?
The basin. The drum.
That's it, the drum. So you put the tablet in the drum, you put the Vanish in the drum, and you put a fabric softener in the you compartment.
You know
what,
yeah? You're one of them guys. Like, you know when someone's drunk and they're so drunk, they make you sober? Like, you're one of them guys. You say something so dumb, you made me think, nah, it's not basin, bruv. It has to be something else. Man made me smarten up. I was thinking, what?
I didn't know the flipping name for it, bruv.
Yeah, okay, what you're putting, so you're putting the crystals, or the powder, I keep saying crystals, the powder into the actual drum with the
into
clothes.
The drum, yeah.
Nah, that don't make sense. You're supposed to put into the drum.
It's got to have direct contact.
Anyway, listen, whoever's listening, they can give us pointers, because maybe we're just chatting rubbish, bro.
We're men, innit? Tweeting us.
You put powder on top of the machine, bro.
Oh my god.
You put it on the outside of the machine, you idiots.
Either way, does it not touch the clothes eventually? What's the point,
yeah,
fam?
It's true.
It's gonna get there either way, bruv. What's going on?
Man,
just put it on your clothes, bruv.
Dalton. Do you know what? I was adulting as well today. Like, obviously, remember, I bought these trainers now, and I'm like, I'm probably gonna return them. I don't like them. And then I came home and I said, you know what? We need a new toilet cover. I said, Mum, we need a new toilet cover. She's like, yeah. I was thinking. I said, don't worry. All right, cool. We'll go to the shop. We'll go buy them. So, you know when you realise, I'm not thinking about trainers no more. I'm thinking about my home, where I live. Let me make it comfortable. When I go toilet, let me see a new, fresh seat.
Good.
So I need to get two of them. Now I need to get two.
So that you don't have to go out again. You got two toilets.
No. There's two toilets, but it's like the other one's actually fine. But you know, you can't upgrade one and leave the other one. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's like I can't have one fresh one and one that's old. It's like we have to now get every. It's like having twins. You know what I mean? Like, if you got twins, one of them can't be swagged out. Both of them. Oh, God forbid, not twins. I mean, it's a blessing in that. But bruv, let's be honest. let's be honest, guys.
Oh shit.
Everything times two. God, when one cries, the other one just cries too.
For no reason. Right. Because you see him crying. Because you see your brother crying, you're crying.
Yeah, you was fine. Crying, bro. You was fine, man.
We didn't bang your head. Why are you crying? We didn't drop you.
You're
crying.
Yeah, just crying, bro. Wow. But yeah, it's good to adult and buy these things and think about other things than just like materials and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
But brother, it was just the other day that man was playing in the park, bruv. It really was, bruv. It
genuinely was. Like I remember part time salaries and me thinking, I've hit the belly.
I'm not
three bills
before that, man. Playing in the park, riding bike.
Yeah, just playing out. Only thing you had to worry about was curfew or getting caught doing some stuff that you.
I need, like, caught. You see, people. When I've asked this question before, do you want to go back in the past and relive childhood or go into the future? People always want to go into the future.
I'm going back because the future's going to happen regardless. Give me the past. The future's coming. It's coming.
Why would I?
Nothing you can do.
If I go into the future and I see that it's hard.
Yeah.
So now I know what I'm getting into.
It's long. Take me back. Let me reminisce for real. No way.
Relive that stress free, bro.
Yeah, let me sit. I just would love to sit there and watch it. That would be sick.
Oh my God.
Not even necessarily live it. That would be cool, but actually just live vicariously through me. Past self. And just see myself living. And you know, I could actually appreciate you don't give a fuck about anyone right now but yourself. You don't care about anyone but yourself right now. Oh, and guess what? God. You're allowed to. Don't care about anyone right
imagine
now.
Pulling up on yourself doing something devious. Juvenile delinquent activity. Just watching yourself. Look at you. Look at you go. Look at you. Look at you. Look, 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 look.
And you're about to watch it unfold. Like, you know, yeah, this is going to be, I remember, there was one day, man just running around the house, isn't it? running. There's not even bare space to run, but you know, as a kid, you find the space.
Yeah.
Running. Man's hauling ass through the flipping house. Ran into a plate, bruv. As in, my brother was carrying a plate. That's how short you are. I've run head first into the plate. Bam, slash, cut my eyebrow. Bleeding. You don't know what? If you could watch that unfold, you'd be like, don't turn, don't run, slow down, coach. Dash your ass, Mr. Postman.
Imagine watching all the beatings unfold. You're just watching your mum finish you. You're saying, yay, mum, I'm fine.
You can't be prosecuted for that. Oh my God. What?
I'm five. What we get?
Chill. It wasn't even that bad. You can buy it back. You can buy another one, bruv. I know it's broken, but you can buy another one.
Oh my God, bruv. Wow.
What's weird is that now we want to get older quicker. So obviously it's a bit of a metaphor, but this face app thing, have you been seeing this thing? Yeah?
Oh, I'm not on it.
Yeah. Did you read the article about it?
No, what's it saying?
Oh, God. So obviously with all of these apps, you'll see that they'll be like, oh, it's a new app. You see all these celebrities taking pictures on it. And then my friend sent me, an article today saying basically they almost say that they can do anything with your pictures, if that makes sense. So this is a quote. You know that small print stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So it says basically when you download the app and you take a picture, it says, you grant Face App a perpetual... Bruv, if you see the words that they're using, it's mad. It started already with perpetual, yeah? Perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-licensable license, bruv, to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, translate, create the derivative works from, distribute, publicly perform, and display your user content and any name, username, or likeness provided in connection with your user content and all. And then basically there was like, in practice, that means the photos you upload into the app might seem initially private, but they could be used in public ways later on, bruv.
That's a big small print, bro.
Bro, do you know how many adjectives that person was grabbing from the thesaurus? What?
I want to be able to do this.
Non-exclusive. It said royalty free. What? So that one there said you ain't getting shit.
That's enough. that's enough.
Do you ain't getting nothing? But this is the thing, right? What I've realised is that we'll see Drake, we'll see, I saw Dapper, I saw Bugsy Malone take a picture. I said, yeah, this is cool. I saw a couple friends there. I said, this is cool. But I realised when I read this, I said, hold on. Them men are probably getting paid for that. Because they were probably used as marketing.
Promoting it, yeah.
They're promoting it. They're getting paid. You're not getting paid. And you're also going to have your picture there in that flipping database, bruv. And what are they going to do with it? We don't even know. And they said that most apps are like that, but they said that because it's from Russia, they don't really know what exactly is happening with the app. They don't know their intentions. You don't know, bruv.
The database is there. It's whatever they want to do with it, you know?
Exactly, bruv. Who knows, bruv? We don't know what they were going to do and with that kind of information for me,
For me, it wasn't even one of, it wasn't even that for me. It was just, I don't like seeing my face disconfigured, you know what I mean? Like,
when
Snapchat first did face swap, it used to make me sick. Like, it made my skin crawl. Like, I hate seeing that. Like, I hate the disconfiguration. So, when I see all of this looking old business, I'm like, nah, I'm not with it. I'm cool. Leave me out.
Yeah.
I'm seeing bare upload. Like, when I'm on Instagram, I like everything. I just click like.
Yeah.
So, I'm not even paying attention, but I'm seeing bare. So, I'm thinking, the fact that they're uploading the picture, because get a celeb to upload something, it's only when they're looking drippy or you know what I mean? It's within a certain bracket of picture. So to upload something like that, it's almost like, yeah, you're right. They might have been getting paid because they're 100% onto it quicker than anyone.
They were probably told ages ago, we're going to have a rollout, take a picture, test it out, come down to the headquarters, come see what we're doing. We'll pay you such and such. Of course they were paid for it. Well, that's just what I believe anyway. Conspiracy, call it that if you want. But I reckon that they were paid for it. But we need to be more careful with our image, man. We just give our image all the time. Fair enough to Instagram, I get it. Like, it's almost like our digital photo album. And recently I thought, should I just get a photo album and just take pictures and print it?
No, because you're not, like, even me, it becomes a case of hoarding and collecting dust and taking up space. Yeah. And if you move house, for flip's sake, got to bring that photo album.
Like,
even on Instagram, you can archive pictures. So even if it's not on your main page for whoever or whatnot to see, like, it's there for you. But see,
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can archive pics. Even, like, Instagram is just pissing me off altogether, right? Like, there's bare private fucking accounts that just keep following me.
I just want to see what they look like, innit? It's annoying.
You're private, but you're following me. But, like, fam, be on private, man. It's Instagram.
Yeah, man. It's so annoying. You know when I see that, I don't follow back.
Waiting for you to accept me, man. Just be unlocked, man.
Yeah, man. Unlock yourself, bruv. We're on social media, bruv. They got us anyway.
Yeah, well, exactly. They've already got us. The chickens
they've got us anyway, man. Stop all of this, bruv. And you know what's so funny? It'll be if you was on private and the only time, okay, most times when I accept it is when it's like, I don't know, I'm just bait, when they obviously want the follow, innit? So when you share it, people are like, I can't see it. And they're like, oh, follow them. They're worth it anyway.
Yeah.
So I get it. But when it's like, you'll see someone with like 50 followers and they're private. Pictures. I'm like, bruv, you ain't even sharing that much, bruv. Just share everything. 50
followers,
come over to the bad side, nigga. Share that shit, nigga. We'll share that thing out there.
You've got me out in your blood clot request just cooling off with the rest of the men. No, I'm not on it, man. But do you know what else I saw on Instagram that's mad?
Yeah,
go on. I never knew, that kids or babies could be born with a drug addiction.
What?
Fam.
Drug addiction to what? Milk?
No. Heroin, meth. What?
If that's mad. That makes sense.
An addict. That makes sense. Baby will be an addict too. The babies are born they're born shaking, bruv.
What?
I saw it. I'll DM it to you, fam.
No.
I never knew that was the case. I never knew that could happen, bruv. It never crossed my mind that that's a possibility.
Yeah. I felt like the baby would die, but if the baby survived from all of the drug abuse the mother was going through, then the baby would be fine. I didn't think about addiction, though.
The baby, obviously the baby's not going to say, give me coke. They're shaking. Like, if you see the shakes, it's mad.
Swear.
I was thinking, whoa. Like it's it they the, like the thing we're saying like it's been a big is it epidemic over the last 10 years?
Swear down.
Kids is out here shaking. It's mad. Whoa. Like, it looks nuts.
That's crazy. Man said you have to give the child coke. It's got physiological dependence.
Charles, social services better come in that house like yesterday.
Bro. Now, yeah. They better be in the waiting room, bruv. Say, congratulations, a boy. Ma'am, can we speak to you for a second, bruv? Sir?
Take that child, bruv. What's going on? The child's in rehab, eh?
It's mad. And you know what's so funny? That's where, you know when they say you can't pick your parents, fam? That's mad. Yeah. You've been affected before you even knew you was affected from conception. But
how do you weed the baby off of this addiction? Like, do you have to slowly reduce his dosage of heroin or what? Like what? Or do you Lord just knows. Stop altogether? Because that could, like, how, like, that's mad.
Yeah, because that's what physiological dependence is. It's like there's psychological where you believe you need it, and there's physiological when you've been taking the drug for so long, your actual physiology changes. So it's like now you're dependent on it, otherwise you'll almost die without it. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like if the baby's to that level, maybe they'll have some sort of like baby dosage, like a lighter hit that the baby could sort of sustain itself and just kind of come off the drug. I don't know. I'm just kind of like speculating here, but that's crazy. That's mental. Like I never even thought of that. Never. Wow. That's actually blown my mind, bruv. You really have to be careful when you're having a child. Like it's mad selfish that you would have a child in your body, bruv, in your belly, in your stomach or whatever, and you're still there taking drugs. Like I'm sure they don't mean to do it, but it's like, bruv, at some point you have to give up. Like, my dad gave up smoking when he had kids. He just had to. He just didn't want to pass that sort of thing on to us. So, like, you really have to think about what habits am I going to pass on to my child? And even then, how am I going to affect my child from when they're born? I didn't even think it was from that early. That's mental.
Damn, it's wild. Wow. That child's in that womb, boy.
Blow my mind, bruv.
Yeah, I've just DM'd it to you, so, but I think you're going to have to follow the account, though, innit? You'll be able to see.
Yeah, the private as well. Fucking bastards.
Yeah, what do you think? Swill's back?
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm happy, man, because I wanted to see Dapper do way more than just the music stuff. And, you know, it's good to see him go back into what he wanted to do, because that's essentially what it was when he had his 10K, 30K followers. It was Swill. And obviously Big Shaq, we never knew he was going to do that, but he's gone back to it. And I'm not going to say that, oh, yeah, it's the funniest thing, like, because I don't think the humour is necessarily for my age group. I think it's kind of for us, but it's a lot for the kids, because I see how kids love it. So to me, yeah, have the kids laughing, bruv. I love that. And the jam at the end, cold.
Yeah. My favorite character is Dr. Ofori.
Dr. Ofori, yeah.
That character is hilarious.
Yes, yes.
And a traffic warden.
But you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I was busting up when he was like, "Oh, it's your birthday. I give you a young 2.5." And obviously, he's like, "Man, gave him a 2.5." Like, I dropped him a young 2.5. Everyone, like, I was busting up still. Shout out Dapper, man. Big up to that, because that's, bro, it's creative. Like, this is Saturday Night Live stuff from Eddie Murphy, like, when they play bare different characters. This is the Dave Chappelle show.
Fam, that's exactly what I was thinking. You see,
get what I'm saying?
When we talk actors, people don't pay enough respect to Eddie today. They don't. I was watching...
He made bare films of him playing his own self.
What was I watching? I was watching one of Kevin Hart's latest films, Night School, and I was just thinking, Kevin, this ain't it, man. Like, the storylines, it's okay, but it's like, like, I just
I didn't even give it a chance.
I was just like,
I don't have time for a Kevin Hart film.
Tiffany
right
Haddish is funny, but fam, what's his name? Eddie Murphy, the Nutty Professors, all of them, where he's playing, he's playing like eight characters in one film, and each character is so different from the other, different voice, different personality, different this, different that, funny.
Yep.
Norbit playing characters. Then he's got films where Beverly Hills, like, is Hills Cop is not a comedy.
Yeah,
like, man can really play. He's still funny in it.
But it's not a comedy. But actually, yeah, like, it wasn't actually a comedy. It just had humor in it.
Fam, like Eddie's the goat, bruv. Like, I don't want to hear it. Eddie's the goat.
Eddie was and Eddie was very hard, very talented, bruv.
Delirious. He was doing Ish at 19.
Yeah, bruv, young, bro. Young. Sometimes we think people are young now when they're achieving, but bruv, these guys are doing it young, like rocking big stages, like
But 100%, I still it's not even that I respect Kevin. Man's miles away from, you know what I mean? But like obviously his tours are selling out worldwide all the time. He's got Kevin Hart's Heartbeat Productions, he's got offices, he's taken it to a whole other level. What he's doing is more fucking inspirational, of course. But it's
fucking ill.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's he's a totally different level to everyone. He's above Richard Pryor for me. Cat Williams, yeah, man. Cause Richard,
he's done more inside and out, innit?
Yeah, I don't think Richard probably inspired a lot of comedians. Not sure how many put. Obviously, he's a different era. Not sure how many put on, but like. Mm. Acting wise, like, yeah, Eddie's above him in that club. Yeah, like, come on, coming to America, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anyone's done it as much as Eddie did in terms of acting wise. No one's
done what Eddie's done, man.
But then again, I don't know how much. Obviously, he didn't do a lot comedy wise of what I could see. That was at least documented. Yeah, there was Raw, there was Delirious. I don't remember any others.
Yeah, but do you remember he's got Saturday Night Lives and shit like that.
Yeah. But I just meant stand up wise. Whereas a lot of those others, they're like very like Richard Pryor has stand ups for days. But 100%, like, it's something to cherish. Like, and what Dapper's doing is mad. It's mad creative. No one's doing that right now.
But yeah,
like, self-produced. It's hard.
Saw the credits at the end where, again, it's just saying his name against all these characters. And it's like...
Yeah, you know, and it's saying directed and edited by Marv Brown. He's kept Marv in it as well. It's sick. But, like, it's bloody sick. For anyone
thinking that they want to do Instagram or YouTube, don't just think it's... go outside and switch on a camera, brother.
Nah.
You think Michael just... you think he just went outside and switched on a camera?
Nah, bro.
It's not that easy, trust me.
Took planning and writing. Like, he planned that script. Like, he said... Remember when we went to... did you go to the screening for it?
No.
Oh, you didn't go to... Brother, when we went to the screening thing for the first one, not this one, I didn't go to that one. He was like, I'm going to show you guys that I'm the Don in this thing. But he was very confident because he said, I know I've designed each character. So even if you don't find it funny or you don't find it hilarious, like, you need to appreciate there's been a lot of thought going into this. And it might just not be catered to you, but this is content that he's created by himself. Like, bruv. Hats off to Dapper, always love for that.
And that tune at the end is sounding slappy. That one's going to do up a couple hundred million views again.
Amen, bruv. I need to fucking get out of it because I need to buff and go to fucking Croydon, bruv. Is. I need to take a flight, basically. Yeah, but hey, make sure, guys, live show, grab your tickets again. For anyone listening, the tickets will be in the description. Come have a good time with us on the 1st of September. We're going to be there. Hemmer going to be there. And yeah, man, grab your tickets. Everyone grab your fucking tickets and be square, you know? How's your mum? She a good? How's your mum?
Nah, man, you know the thing, bro.
Hey, man, nice, baby. It's crazy.
Hello, doctor.
And I run it. And I run it. And I run it.